My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's try and move beyond the J-Lo A-Rod breakup, shall we? That would have been awkward for Mets ownership, wouldn't it? Yes, I think so. Well, thank goodness. Down in Port St. Lucie, the Mets dropped a 4-2 decision to the Marlins today. Marcus Stroman went the furthest of any Mets starter thus far. 3 1/3 innings, 59 pitches, allowing 4 hits and a run with a walk and 4 strikeouts. Stroman has drawn attention with his new pitch, the split change, but Friday he limited that and threw some nasty sliders. He's found that he can limit his hard hit percentage with that pitch, along with his sinker and mixing in the split change and a few four-seamers to change eye angles. And Stroman likes what he's seeing thus far.
Yeah, that's just a pitch that honestly, it's been such a good pitch for me, and I haven't even thrown it that much in the past. So just kind of linking with all the analytics guys and kind of adapting my game and starting to kind of incorporate some of these numbers that were being fed rather than just going off what I feel I should throw. It just gives me more confidence, honestly, and more weapons to go to. So yeah, the slider's a weapon of mine, and when throwing it more, it opens up my ability to do other things in the zone with other pitches. So yeah, slider's definitely something that's going to get used this year.
Did you have your eyes open a little bit because of the analytics to the slider, that you can use it more and use it in certain spots?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, I've been open, man. I'm definitely not stubborn or definitely not stuck in my ways when it comes to learning and adapting. So I want to hear all the information possible around me. And me and David Lang, who's one of the analytics guy here, we're always talking, man, about kind of how to attack guys, what pitches profile best. And a big thing that we come up with is just the ability of my slider to limit barrels and hard hit percentage. So I've always been pitched off my fastball, my sinker in the past, but the game is changing, so I'm trying to learn how to change with it.
The Marlins pretty much brought their A lineup to Clover Park, so it was a good test for Stroman. Kevin Pillar played right field today. He's a former teammate of Stroman's in Toronto, and he spoke about why Stro is so driven.
Yeah, I think it can date back to as early as his ACL injury. I mean, he was always a very smart and in tune person. And then you have this freak injury, ACL tear in a backfield and in spring training. And he took it upon himself to not only like go back and get educated, get his degree, but he learned so much about his body. And he's just so in tune with exactly, you know, how his entire body works, how his mental works. And he just is constantly adapting to, the game. You know, for a long time, he was a sinker ball pitcher that wanted to get ground balls and early. Then he's adapted to learning how to throw the four seam. He's, constantly you know, tweaking with his mechanics and arm slots and timing, and he's developed a new pitch. But the thing that strikes me the most is just how in tune he is with his body. He knows how to prepare. You know, he got away from weights a little bit this year and started doing Pilates because he felt like that's what he needed to do. He's not afraid to, you know, learn and adapt and change and constantly seeking to be better. And I think that's the biggest thing I took away from him being his teammate is, you know, we all say we all want to get better, but then you watch someone work like that and it just encourages you to continue to grow as a player. The same reason I ask questions about analytics, because, you know, I've been known as a great defender in my career and, you know, I want to continue to get better. I still feel like I have a lot to offer to this game. And I think the moment you stop trying to grow in this game, you know, someone's going to come take your job.
This was the first game action for Dom Smith in left field. The Mets are easing him into the position, but he was mainly, or he will mainly play there this spring. Pilar was asked about Smith's progress at the corner outfield spot.
Dom works extremely hard out there, and I think it's, I think it's part of my job, and I think it's part of all of our jobs to continue to encourage him. I think he's looked really good, but I think if you continue to, you know, whether read stuff or hear stuff that you're not a good outfielder, you lack a little bit of confidence out there. I think he's looked really good. I think he's athletic enough to do it. He's got a really strong arm. It's just a matter of him continuing to get out there and get reps. You know, it's not an easy thing for anyone to go from the infield to the outfield, let alone do it in the major leagues without a ton of experience doing it. But, you know, every time he's out there with us, he's working extremely hard. I could see that his instincts are starting to get better out there, but I think ultimately it's going to come down to him just believing that he can be a good outfielder and us encouraging him that he is a good outfielder.
Pilar was exclusively a center fielder most of his career, but he was asked to play the corners in Boston and Colorado last year, tough outfields to play. The most difficult thing about playing the corners in the outfield, Kevin?
In the corners, it's a little bit more challenging to read swings. You can, you know, when a lefty's hitting, you can obviously kind of see if the guy's out in front of a pitch and you're anticipating him before, you can kind of see when he's late, but you can't really be as in tune with the game where the pitches are at. If a pitcher's locating his stuff, if a catcher's set up in and the ball misses over the middle of the plate, it's hard to get those reads out there. And, you know, as a right-handed hitter, I know it's very difficult to hit the ball very true to the opposite field. And, you know, a lot of times we hook the ball to the line. So just kind of having a better understanding that, you know, whether you're playing left or right, the ball tends to go towards the lines a little bit more and just kind of positioning yourself accordingly.
Manager Luis Rojas also had some advice for Smith. Hey, Dom, use a bigger glove.
I talked to him the other day about using the big glove in the outfield because he likes to use the little glove at first just for the hands. And sometimes he goes to the outfield with the little glove. And we talked about feeling the big glove all the time in those catches that you make at, you know, kind of like at the end of the glove, you know, those scoops that you make and get used to feeling the glove there and the strength that you need from your hand, the looseness, you know, so make the ball go in the glove. I think there's some things within that come with it, with this experience that he's been there. I mean, we know there's been a couple plays that he's missed there. I think that's giving him experience, you know, being loud, communicating, things like that. So I think right now he's more outspoken. He can talk about the position with more freedom than he did in the past. And I'm seeing that with him and Tony going on. From in the drills. I saw it today, and I see it also chatting the life of the bats.
Pete Alonso continued to roll along, looking very confident in what he's doing this spring. Alonso had an RBI double. That's his seventh run knocked in so far. Pete credited his off-season plan to the good start down in Florida.
Winter, I just wanted to become the best version of myself. And for me, like when people see Pete Alonso, the first thing they're going to think is like, oh, he's got big power. He's big power bat, first baseman. But for me, I'm more than just a power guy. I want to be able to show that I'm a complete hitter, and I want to be able to affect the game in a positive way on the bases as well, and so and as well on defense. And for me, I feel like I've been executing my plan. I've been ultra focused, and I'm trying to master consistency. That's the main thing.
Brandon Nimmo continues to scorch from the leadoff spot. Nimmo today with another hit, 8 for 18 on the spring with two doubles and a home run. Luis Guillorme played third base today. He started a nice 5-4-3 double play and added another terrific stop. And this, he looks pretty comfortable, actually, thus far. In a position that he hasn't played a lot, he talked about adapting to third base.
I think it's just something I got used to. I don't think it was that hard. It was just knowing that I had a lot more time after catching the ball, a little less before. And for me, the toughest adjustment I had to make was really the angles to throw to first. You know, they're a little different than being at short. But I think, you know, I've worked out of the past few years, and I feel really, really comfortable there.
How much have you worked on, like, that one-hop throw that you had on the other ground ball down the line there?
You know, at shortstop, you know, I got enough arm where I can go from the hole and I have quick hands. But at third base sometimes, especially when I get back there with the bigger guys that pull the ball, you got to, you know, give them a little room. It's something that I had to do. My arm's not bad, but it's not the best either, you know. So it was something I had to work on to be quick and get that ball out there.
And left-hander Joey Lucchese saw his first game action. He's a possible fifth starter candidate if Carlos Carrasco can't catch up in time for opening week. Lucchese had a rough eighth inning with a walk, a throwing error on a pickoff attempt, and a wild pitch. But he had a runner at third with nobody out, and he kept the Marlins off the board and then finished with a strong ninth inning too. Mets will be back under the lights on Saturday night in West Palm Beach against the Nationals. Jordan Yamamoto will have a chance to maybe get four innings in. It'll be his third start of the spring. So we'll catch you tomorrow, everyone. That's another Met podcast for you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.